We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Craig Scheman, Pete Shepherd, Southwest Florida sports leader, 99.3 ESPN. 3 hours in the books, one to go, ready to roll. Then we're off to our company holiday party. That should be fun. Looking forward to all that. But it's been a lot of time, and we'll continue to do so, talking about Urban Meyer, the urban legend himself. Your reaction, 239-337 ESPN. He is stepping down, retiring, quitting, still hanging around as a merit. We're really kind of unclear. Strangest press conference I have ever seen in my career today regarding Urban Meyer and the way he's stepping down.
And no relevant questions except, you know, finally someone got him to say, will you ever coach again? And first he said, someone asked if this was it for you. He said, God has a plan. I hope to stay involved. There was no follow-up after that. Instead, we heard more about assist and loved ones and blah, blah, blah. And finally, somebody asked him again. He said, I will not coach again. Pause. Fairly certain.
I've got him tabbed as the Cleveland Browns' next head coach. That's just me. I'm just being consistent. But I've also said since August he was going to be done this year. So we were right about that.
My gut feeling
even though a week ago he said he was going to coach next year, but he never said where.
I don't think his family's going to let him coach again. My gut feeling is he will not coach again. You could be right. I'm just saying.
Didn't we see this song played before?
Not like this.
Florida?
Not like this.
I think we did. I think this is exactly what went down with Florida. Stepped away for half a year, came back a year later.
We saw him take a knee and be on the ground. Especially the Maryland game where it looked really bad. I don't know. You might be right. I'm just going with I have nothing to base it on. Dr. Pete is just saying, speaking of Dr. Pete, I'm just thinking he's not going to coach again. I don't think his family's going to let him.
I think this is a little convenient way to get out of the old contract. Yeah, I'm not denying he's got a cyst on his head. We know that. I'm not denying he's got headaches. Did he pile on, go into the knee a little bit so he can get out of this contract and coach again somewhere else next year because he's pissed off at the administration for suspending him for 3 games? I still think there's some blood boiling on that.
Oh, God, yes. I will. I'm with you 100%. I think that's the main reason why he stepped down. I do. I think that is reason number one. And that's why he threw Gene Smith under the bus. That's why the little cuddly press conference that we saw early today was, told you, I needed to go to the dentist after. It was so sickly sweet. The cavities listening to it. By the way, just real quick, Markel Fultz for the 76ers. Did you just mention this, Chris?
No, because it came out as I was finishing up.
He has thoracic outlet syndrome and is going to start physical therapy immediately. TLS. Now, being the doctor that I am.
What does that mean?
Thoracic outlet syndrome is a group of disorders that occur when blood vessels or nerves in the space between your collarbone and first rib, the thoracic outlet, are compressed.
Is this why he can't hit a jump shot?
Yes.
Yes. This causes... It compresses the nerves, arteries, and veins, and the passageway basically from the lower neck to the armpit, and that's why he can't shoot a free throw, allegedly.
Lower neck to the armpit, front side or back side?
I'm guessing front side.
I can't go straight through the middle, can it?
I don't
know. Could, but it affects your rib.
Did he have it when he was playing, where, at Washington?
Washington. Well, they only won 6 games that year.
Maybe.
Okay, it was more than 6, but it wasn't a lot.
No, I think you're right. I think it was 6 or 7.
I think it was pretty low.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Man, even when I'm not trying to be right.
Sometimes it happens.
I'm right.
Broken clock is right twice a day.
Initial treatment is for exercises to strengthen the chest muscles and improve posture. But.
All right. Oh, let's update our Twitter poll because we have been all Urban Meyer all the time today. What do we have there? Because I don't even know what Chris put up there now. It's Urban Meyer. Will he stay retired? Will he coach college? Will he coach NFL? I think is how.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, real tough to get that one out, huh?
And the first thing you see when you go on our site now is Chris's. Oh, there it is. It's a video of Chris's shirt. That should be on the poll, too. Is that a shirt or a sweater? And will Urban Meyer's future, what will Urban Meyer's future hold? 34% say stay retired. 34% say coaching a college football team. 32% say coaching an NFL team.
All right. Plus, we'd like your reaction to 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Chris, can we play the Paul Feinbaum from this morning? He's not even listening to me. He's over there reading.
8-22 Markel Fultz season with the Washington Huskies. Sorry, 9-22.
They won 9?
That's pretty big. Big year. 9 wins. And people were concerned about drafting him number one because he couldn't win.
I think they might have had 8.
All right, give me a second on that sound.
Maybe. All right.
All right. Yeah. Just get some more reactions.
And again, the press conference today in Columbus was beyond embarrassing. Nobody asked anything relevant. Nobody asked about did the lack of support from the administration factor into your decision. Nobody addressed that question to either Urban Meyer or Gene Smith, the AD. There was no question about documents that are going to be released. They will be made public sooner rather than later of the investigation that went on with Zach Smith. There's still more out there.
If my memory is correct, when all three were up there with Gene Smith, Urban Meyer, and Ryan Day up at the table, and they finally opened it up to questions, I believe the first fluff piece was to the athletic director. And, oh, how did you come up with the decision to finally give this job to Ryan Day and how great he is and all that? My gosh. First question's got to be to Urban Meyer. What the hell's going on?
Nope. First question was that, and it was a lousy question, and it was, you know, it was he handled it by saying we don't need to go into any in-depth, out-of-the-box research. We don't have to do an extended research, which, like you said, there are rules when you are
a state employee.
State employee that you have to do. We all know it's fake.
30 days, EOE. Where's the search?
Good question. And somebody will bring that. That's going to be, I told you, you're going to have all these little stories over the next couple of weeks come out. Now that Urban's out of the picture, all the people that are supporting him want to give him hugs and, you know, take him out for a Big Mac and all that stuff. It's going to get.
Take him out for a Big Mac. Big Mac.
You know what I mean.
No, what does that mean? You want to take him on a cheap date?
Yeah. And just want to go hang with them. Just want to hug the coach. Say thanks for everything you did.
You know, that brings a nice childhood memory of mine. My grandma would always give me $5 to go to McDonald's. McDonald's was a big deal in the 70s, man.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a big treat.
Was a big treat.
Back in the day. Get some salty fries. It's all good.
They are the
big
best
Macs,
French fries.
The Big Macs seemed way bigger then, though. I know it's 2L beef, patty, special sauce, less cheese, because onions, and sesame seed bun.
No pickles for me.
You're crazy.
You're ruining the song.
Okay, I just found out today a grown man in this building takes tomatoes off of his sandwich.
A grown man?
Well, I
love tomatoes.
I love tomatoes too. There are a lot of people
that
have
tomatoes. I'm calling
him
out.
There's a lot of people have tomato fetishes.
Adam doesn't like tomatoes?
No.
What's wrong with him?
He'll take them off of his sandwich.
That's all right. There's a lot of people that don't like tomatoes. It starts as a young age.
Does he not like tomato sauce? Does he not like spaghetti?
It's just a test. Like, I don't like tomato juice. I can't drink it. I hate it.
Yeah, I wouldn't take a bite of a tomato, but you put a tomato on something.
Some vodka. You got something special.
No, I can't even do that.
What's wrong with you?
I can't do Bloody Marys. I love everything about tomatoes. Any way, shape, or form to me, except for Bloody Marys.
So I had a Bloody on Sunday.
I can't drink it.
The shrimp that came out. It's called a U6.
U6. Yeah. Nice.
This thing. What?
That's a garnish, baby.
It was a meal in itself.
That's a garnish.
It was fantastic.
That's awesome. They do that. They put the string beans sometimes in asparagus.
Was it Blue Lagoon or Deep Lagoon? New restaurant on McGregor. But, I mean, the size of this prawn that they put in.
Awesome.
It was fantastic.
Wait a minute. Can I back up for just a second on an observation on you? So, you've been working out and running and watching what you eat and drinking less beer. And so you followed up your Alabama binge with whatever you drank that day.
And pizza.
With a Bloody Mary on Sunday morning.
Yeah, hair of the dog.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying.
Seems like logical next step, don't you think?
Well, most restaurants in Southwest Florida for breakfast, you can have Bloody Marys, you can have mimosas, they already have pre-made screwdrivers available, which is vodka and orange juice.
Right. Wife had a, mimosa, I had a Bloody. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Some places have unlimited Bloodies and mimosas. Unlimited mimosas.
Unlimited?
Man. Yeah.
Two of them, you can't drive home.
Oh, it's 2 glasses of champagne? No.
Like I said, 2 of them, you can't drive home.
Yeah,
you want my second drink ticket for tonight so I can drive home?
One Coors Light over there.
I think I'm thinking of mixing up the rotation tonight.
Really?
Where are you going with?
You're
going
to have...
Kind of feeling... Well, how extensive is the bar? I've never been where we're
full
going.
Bar. It's a full bar.
It's a great bar.
Kind of feeling Amaretto Sour tonight. I don't know. It's crazy. I know. Breaking news!
Oh, my gosh.
I might not get a Coors Light tonight.
What are you going to get?
He just said Amaretto Sour.
Oh, Amaretto Sour. Oh, okay. Yeah. I had those when I was like 18. That's a good drink for you.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
They got a Zima.
Really? Are we going to go there?
Zimas were good.
Zimas
and
good.
I'll fight anybody on that.
Zimas were not good playing. I told you, Chambord, that grape liqueur was really good with it. Nobody drank Zimas alone.
I never did Zima. Now, Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers back in the day? Now you're talking.
Did you get the 2-liter jug?
No, never went 2 liters.
Oh, man.
It seemed like a Smirnoff Ice kind of guy.
When I was in college, it was the gold. And when I was 21, as a senior, of course, I got the golden wine cooler. Wine coolers were big then in the in the 80s.
A wine cooler. That's like it's like a fruity Zima, right?
Yeah, sort
yeah,
of.
I yeah. never did Zima, but I'm just saying.
Zima, you had to mix with something else. You had to.
Oh,
you had to.
I disagree.
Zima on its own, I'm telling you, was a Chambord. It wasn't horrible on its own. I just think you had to mix it with something.
It was a Sprite. It's what it was.
It was not Sprite.
It was Sprite.
It did not taste like Sprite. It tasted like a glorified club soda without any alcohol in it, even though there was.
Hey, guys, I just saw something on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. It kind of jogged my memory of something. I'm just going to say, remember earlier last week we were talking about the Auburn situation, that they were going to pay Chizik.
Gus Malzahn. That was the last coach.
Yeah. Gus Malzahn.
He's at SEC Network now.
$32 million to go away because they're going to bring in a big name.
Yeah. Right. Oh, snap.
I'm just throwing it out there.
No, they don't have enough money for him.
I'm just throwing Urban out
That's why
there.
Stidham's leaving.
Get out of here.
It wasn't Bob Stoops, so who's
tell
next
you what,
on the list?
If Kelly Bryant makes the announcement that he's going to Auburn, we got a real conversation there.
You think Urban's going with him? Okay.
There is no way Urban Meyer is coaching in the SEC next year. Not a chance. Snowball's chance in hell is that happening.
All right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be involved in a capacity at Ohio State, which we don't know what that capacity is.
He did say he likes Muirfield, likes living there. That's the Jack Nicklaus course.
Well, I used to love playing that course on Tiger Woods Golf back in the day.
Yeah.
And we think Kelly Bryant is going to transfer. We think North Carolina. Arkansas was on that list.
Mack Brown, right? Mack Brown's got himself a quarterback out of the box.
Yeah.
How about that? Let's go to the phones.
Mad Dog, there you go.
Mad Dog 2020.
Mad Dog 2020.
Boom.
That'll get you sick in a hurry.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I've never had
because
that's
it's cheap. It's a cheap liqueur that you get that if you are trying to $5, it's a big thing. You get hammered. You get sick. I guarantee you most of America probably got sick on something like that first. Or BG Peppermint Schnapps, Mad Dog 2020.
Ooh, Peppermint Schnapps.
What do you call it?
What's Ripple?
Ripple's the same kind of thing.
I don't know.
The same kind of thing, too.
I just remember Sanford and Son. Always
predates me.
It's just a liqueur, winey type of thing. And the other thing with the Goldschlager, what's the stuff in the green bottle? It tastes like Vicks.
Jägermeister.
Jägermeister. Yeah.
910, just be a man and get a Bud Heavy. A Bud Heavy every once in a while, a real treat for me.
What's a Bud Heavy?
Just a Budweiser.
Just a regular Budweiser.
Yeah, just a Budweiser. Not a Bud Light, not a Bud Light Lime, not a Bud Light Orange, not a any of those. It's a Bud Heavy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll agree with that. 910, absolutely.
Really?
Last time I had a true Bud Heavy, Duke, North Carolina last year. Bought a 4-pack of the big boys.
You were at that game.
The other one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The one we lost.
Gotcha. Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Reggie, Fort Myers. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Great.
Very
how are you
good.
Doing?
I have a – you're talking about the state thing and the Urban Meyer with their
–
how they get around the pay and all that stuff and the interviewing.
Yeah.
If back in the day when I grew up in South Carolina, there was a state law that nobody could make more than the governor.
Yeah.
And then football became big time. Mm-hmm. And what they did up there, and I think a lot of athletic departments do this now, and you could probably check with Ken Cavanaugh and he could tell you, that I think that a lot of these major universities now, to get around that kind of thing, the athletic departments are separated completely away from the university, and it's like an individual company that can do whatever they want. Because a university could not afford to pay a football coach $5 or $6 or $7 million a year out of their budget. So they have that totally separated, which makes it easy for them to get around all the state regulations.
I have to look and see if that's different every state.
But theory makes sense.
It does make a lot. It makes a lot of sense, and it's different from the NFL, where the Rooney Rule is the Rooney Rule.
Right.
That's a different organization. And, obviously.
But the Raiders did not violate the Rooney Rule last year.
No, they didn't.
They did not.
No,
they didn't.
No.
Who did they interview other than John Gruden?
No, that's what the NFL said. They investigated. They did not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did Reggie McKenzie interview himself? Is that how they got around it?
I think it's going to be stories like this and other stories. I think you're going to hear a lot more dirt about Urban Meyer come out over the next several weeks, probably from people that cover the team that have just hugged and kissed today and smooched up against everybody's buttocks today in that press conference. I think some of those people are going to write some stuff.
Are you comparing this to like the Michael Jordan situation when he quote unquote retired for 2 years, when the real story was they got some gambling dirt on him and the commissioner asked him to step away quietly for a couple of years?
There's always that theory. I'm not sure I completely subscribe to it, but I know there was that theory that those that think that his father got killed because of his gambling debts, but I find that hard to believe as well. It's a plausible theory, no doubt about it.
Okay.
But
missed the first part of that.
With Ohio State.
What?
I just heard, I don't know, I was off in La La Land. Sorry.
You're right in front of me.
I know. I had a text. I was reading a text.
239 AP introduced them to coffee milk. That's a big Rhode Island thing. That's
coffee milk. Coffee sounds gross.
No, it's delicious.
How's that
different
from milk that you put in your coffee? What is coffee milk?
You don't have coffee ice cream down here. Coffee ice cream is delicious.
Coffee ice cream with Heath in it is fantastic.
You know what? I could get down with a little coffee ice cream. That sounds like it would be a delight.
Yeah.
Coffee ice
Pour
cream
a little
and coffee.
Bailey's on top of that, get a little crystallization.
Used to be a big version in Rhode Island, but Rhode Island had originated
boom.
The coffee milk version of Bosco. There was a coffee liqueur. Not liqueur.
Bosco.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Hershey's chocolate sauce, same thing, except that was coffee flavored. Now everybody
George
has
Costanza
it.
Likes Bosco.
He does. That was his ATM code.
Yes, it was. Let's see. Kramer figured it out. Let me see. You're kind of a short, portly fellow.
Yeah, he goes,
maybe a little sweet tooth.
You a sweet tooth.
Something chocolatey. Bosco. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Lee in Naples, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you tonight?
Hey, Lee.
I'm doing well. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Fantastic. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to call that the gentleman that had called a minute ago about how coaches are paid,
yes.
about the athletic departments being separate from the university.
Yes.
That's not actually how they do it. What they do is the coaches get a small annual salary officially from the university, maybe $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
The rest comes from radio and television deals,
mm-hmm.
Shoe contracts, apparel contracts, everything else but from the university.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of that stuff, Lee, is on the side. Now, just an example. They gave Ryan Day a 5-year contract, $4.5 million a year. Okay, so it's whatever $24 million a year, $24 million total.
Math.
That's the $4.5 million. That I don't believe right there includes any sort of shoe deal, radio or TV show. That's probably he's going to get extra for that, unless I'm mistaken. Maybe part of that is in there, but these coaches always make side deals all over the place. I mean, in the NCAA, the basketball coaches got $200,000 a year just for using Nike.
Mm.
Which is more than they were getting paid on the court.
Back to the phones. Jerry in North Fort Myers wants to talk some Urban Meyer. Jerry, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Jerry.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey.
With Urban Meyer, I don't see that trying to be in the SEC. That'd be crazy. It'd be like a death sentence for him. It'd be the first time he failed. I did hear he's getting a couple new endorsement deals because he'll be back in coaching. So flip-flop signed him, and he's going back to getting an endorsement from Massengill.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. I saw that one coming all the way.
Did I ever play the Paul Feinbaum? Did we have fired up his reaction this morning?
I got it queued.
All right, let's take a listen. More reaction. Paul Feinbaum. Fanny! Talking about her. Now, Fanny, like Sheeman and Shepard, since August, have been predicting that Urban Meyer would step down at the end of this year.
By the way, Tim Brandon won his show today and said he was great. Said the exact same thing that he had with us yesterday about the Midwest that we talked about and all that stuff.
All right, let's hear Fanny on Urban.
The only surprising aspect of this is that it's really not surprising. We've had these conversations for a month, and I think from the beginning of his trouble that came out during the Zach Smith situation, you could tell the friction was intense with Urban Meyer and his bosses at Ohio State. That was never more prominent or obvious than the night of the press conference where they announced this three-game suspension. And then it became very clear to anyone watching that he was struggling on the sideline.
Yeah, I think there's still some being upset about what happened to him in the three-game suspension and his indignant attitude that night. Did Finney start that soundbite off by saying, the only thing that's really surprising here is not surprising?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Yes, he did.
All right, very good. All right. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
We come back. You want to do a little segment about the SB Nation College did a whole thing on rank the Bulls, watchability. By watchability.
Oh, so basically the closer we
rated
get
to 1 to 5 or 1 to whatever it is.
The closer we get to January 6th or 7th, the more watchable
no,
they are.
So,
I just had a great idea.
What?
Might need to table it until tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Your best company holiday Christmas story.
Oh, we can do that too.
That might have 4 hours written all over it.
I've got one if you want to do it next segment.
You guys lead the ship wherever you want to go.
All right.
I'm just back here. I'm along for the ride. Okay. I'm spitballing.
All right.
Throwing a lot of stuff against the wall. Something sticks.
Just like your car.
Start to get the party mood in your car that got pooped on today by a billion birds.
Alfred Hitchcock would have been
proud. It was an Alfred Hitchcock movie all over your car this afternoon.
I don't get it.
Birds. Of course you don't. You've never seen the movie The Birds.
It's a very scary movie.
Oh, about birds?
Even scarier. Alfred's relationship with Tippy.
Sounds terrifying.
Imagine a million crows trying to peck their way into your house. That's basically what happened.
It's not that scary. Get a scarecrow. Done. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Just solved your problem.
Turn the battery on your shirt. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Now you're talking my era, Chris. Madonna's always good. Yeah. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. All right, I want to say hi to all of our coworkers who are on the way to the Christmas party, which starts in like 10 minutes.
They should be there.
Are they there already?
Yeah,
I thought it started at
5:45. Yeah, 5:30. I think it technically started at 4:30, the way this building emptied out
this
at
4. This building emptied? Ouch!
That's all right.
I didn't notice.
Well, you were in here all lit up with your Rudolph. This is an ugly sweater party contest.
Just a sweater. You don't have to call it ugly.
Well, no, that's what the email says. The worst, ugliest sweater is going to win a prize tonight. You went out and got yourself a little reindeer that lights up. You got batteries on that
shirt.
You're
right. If there was a cool category, you'd win it, no doubt.
I think you're a little too nice to be ugly.
I always win the cool category, guys.
Really?
Always.
Oh.
I'll turn the lights on and give you guys a little glimpse. See, I'm really excited for when the sun goes down.
Yeah?
I mean, this thing is going to really pop. That's when this sweater is going to shine. Literally.
Nice.
Some animal around here is going to think you're...
It's going to attack.
Going to think you're cute.
When animals attack.
Try rabbit. To mount you.
So... Oh, no. God,
there are no reindeer walking around, Pete.
I don't know.
Yeah, they fly, doofus.
That's right. They fly.
All right, so Chris asked going to the break if we had any holiday Christmas party work... Holiday party stories or things. Things can go bad here. You know, you got to be professional, but have a good time at the same time. You're in front of your coworkers, your bosses.
I've seen
and
people
all that.
Lose jobs.
It's a delicate line to balance. It's tough. I've seen people make fools of themselves.
Yeah.
But also, I've seen Christmas parties that were a terrible time because nobody made a fool of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And those are just as bad.
I see Pete Shepard's collecting drink tokens like they're going out of style.
You
got like eight
quality play.
I do not have eight.
So I do have a story to share.
Required amount.
So back when I was working at another network in Los Angeles, we would have our Christmas parties at some pretty swanky places like the Beverly Hilton, where you know, you've seen the Golden Globes, that hotel, that we'd have our parties there. And so we'd have the CEO of the company giving the big year-end speech. Hey, good job, everybody. Yeah. Glad to have you. All that kind of stuff.
All that nonsense.
And I had a coworker.
We had one of those tonight.
I had a coworker of mine whose wife was like flipping off the CEO, go, oh, you're so full of this, and you know, this guy's lying. She was just kind of mouthing it to herself in the back of the room, but people saw her.
Oh, boy.
That dude was fired the next day at work because of his wife's behavior while the CEO was giving the speech.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the wife, huh?
The wife. Kind of like the Philadelphia 76ers situation with the GM.
Mm-hmm.
Wife on social
comparable.
Media. Very comparable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Babs.
Babs.
Babs Colangelo.
Babs.
Yeah,
that was
Barbara.
Her name.
She'll be
Barbara. Barbara.
Oh, yeah. That Barbara. I got you.
The I saw a couple incidents where things got out of line. I saw a general manager get in trouble, and
ooh.
It was not a male.
Ooh.
Get in trouble about some, I didn't think it was all that inappropriate at all, but others did. I've saw time
making out with somebody or what? Come on, spill it. Spill it, Shepard.
Inappropriate behavior, but I didn't think it was that bad. The worst one was because we had a big, you know, we were a cluster of stations in Boston, like, and this was like in 2001 or two, and they had it catered. And we were in the New Balance building, which is outside of a beautiful building and everything. Sneakers, get a free pair of sneakers every year.
You got free New Balance every year?
Every year. Usually two pairs.
New Balance, good shoe.
But they used to, so we got, they had it catered. It started at 4:30 in the afternoon. We get off the air at probably 6:15. It was like some of the worst food ever. So I went. Oh, that was going. So somebody went and got a plate. It was
brought it back.
Brought it back while we were on the air. And I go, I'd get better food in a homeless shelter. Uh-oh. And it went viral. It was awesome.
Mm.
Oh, no, I got praise. The GM who set it up was fired like 3 months after that. So
happens.
Yeah.
Happens. Worst thing we saw, you get some bad karaoke a few years ago.
Yeah, we used to do that here.
Yeah, it was bad.
Really?
It was bad.
Was it bad and they thought they were good?
Yeah. Yeah, like really got into the Kid Rock part. What song is it? Picture by Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Put your picture away, sat down and cried. That song?
Yeah.
And he got into it, man. On-air personality doesn't work here anymore.
Really?
But yeah, it was awkward. But never had, you know, like a crazy hookup that you didn't see coming.
That you didn't see coming.
Right, because that's what I hold out for.
Yeah.
I'm holding out for the year where you look over in the corner and person A and person B going at it. Or
going
at least
at
laying the groundwork to go at it in the future.
I can tell you this. It wouldn't happen down here with this cluster of stations because it's all great people. But I can tell you this. The last 4 years in Boston, all the programming people of all the stations, everybody was on the air, never went. It was all because it was all sales. It was all talking about shop all the time. And there were some swanky places like Craig went. We went to a cigar. We went at our own thing.
I voted to have it in the parking lot.
There's nothing worse than going to these parties and talking shop for 4 hours.
I don't want
to
do that.
I feel an obligation to go because if the Craig man doesn't go, other people aren't going to go. I'm like Kesha because the party don't start till I walk in.
Says the man who's going to have an amaretto sour. Now, you talk about slipping a Mickey like, baby, it's cold outside. I am going to ask for a topper for you, which is, you know, something on a little extra something
You're
for you.
You're not slipping anything into my drink.
Yeah, I want to take total advantage of you.
By the way, are the three of us going with or without our spouses? My Mrs. Sheeman is not coming.
Nope, mine isn't.
Yours isn't?
Nope.
Chris?
Designated driver.
Designated driver.
Oh, good. I look forward to seeing Sam then.
Yeah. Chris is going to come in tomorrow like, oh my God.
Chris had a rough week already between his intake during the Alabama game.
Here you go, Craig. This is your song, huh?
C-note into his AP, did he?
Adding all sorts of street cred to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be hurting tomorrow if everything goes well. I can't do this song. Kesha just.
No.
I can't.
I like Kesha.
Oh, it's the worst.
I don't think she's the worst. Oh, 605 has just fired me.
You're fired.
Craig, you're fired.
Because the party.
Anybody
missed it, it's going to be a promo on this station for a very long time, so you're fine.
401, worked for a home improvement company. Eight of my coworkers were fired and escorted from the facility after the owner of the company walked into the bathroom and found them all doing coke.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Well, that's a rager right there. I mean, that's a party that got a little out of control.
Was the Craig man there?
No.
I've never even seen...
Not in the bathroom, Craig. Because the party don't start.
I gotcha.
Can honestly say I've never done it, never attempted it, never wanted to.
I've never even seen it.
Craig, yeah. I haven't seen you dance before, but I'd imagine you do a lot of snapping when you dance.
He's great at the Charleston.
What's snapping? Charleston?
Roaring 20. Charleston's like, you don't...
Oh, is that...
yeah.
Antonio Brown did it in one of his
Craig's really good at the twist.
No, I have to go to a Roaring 20s party on New Year's Eve.
Here's the Craig move. I'm snapping the finger. White guy biting down on the lower
white man,
lip.
White man overbite. Yeah. White man
bobbing on head. Intensely.
And maybe a toe tapping. Not a lot of moving.
I got a couple of moves. I got the dice move.
I can do the sprinkler, but I'll probably throw
it. I got the John Travolta, double whammy hands like this. I get into that.
What is the entertainment situation tonight? There's a band there or what? What's going on?
No, it's going to be music. It's a club.
There's going to be a guy with a guitar.
Okay.
The place we're at would not let us bring in our own DJ. They wanted us to hire theirs, and we were like,
really?
Are you serious?
You'll be able to hear it anyway.
We've got our own DJs.
Yeah.
We've got six radio stations in the building. We can do it. And they wouldn't let us.
Now, I was talking to, is Zito doing material? Because last year he didn't do it. That was my first Beasley Christmas party.
I believe there will be some roasting
going
on. I believe. I don't know that for sure, but.
All right.
Well, that was good.
My sources have told me that be some sort of roasting element to the party tonight.
I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
I'm sure I won't be made fun of.
What's there to make fun of?
Seriously. I mean, that's a hard deal.
It's just nobody cooler. Bruce Arians reiterated he will not coach the Packers. He will only listen to the Browns.
Can I ask why? What is his fascination with the Browns?
Baker Mayfield.
Okay, cool.
Almost said Johnny Football.
Or there's Aaron Rodgers. Why? I mean, he just poo-pooed
on
the Packers.
Maybe he doesn't want to coach a diva.
I got to tell you, I think my man Bakes has got a little diva in him. I think
but it's Arians' type of diva.
Okay.
You know?
Woke up today and I felt dangerous. Love that quote. Love that quote. I just felt dangerous.
He didn't feel dangerous in Houston.
No, he didn't.
He was a rookie that day. In the second half, he played pretty well.
I woke up this morning and brushed my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Another Kesha line.
Yep, I got it. Uh-huh. Man, your time in L.A. really paid off.
I'm pretty cool.
When Kesha's the picture of cool, dirty-looking woman.
Well, I grant
very
you that.
Dirty.
I grant you that.
What do you mean dirty?
She looks like she hasn't bathed in a week. That's what I mean when I say dirty.
Yeah, I think Chris is pretty. And
you know who else doesn't like Kesha?
Who?
Seinfeld.
He doesn't?
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She wanted to hug him, and he gave her the Heisman.
He gave her the Heisman. didn't know who she was.
Yeah. Speaking of Seinfeld, would anybody do the Elaine Bennis dance that my buddy Paul just
texted
me?
There are several Seinfeld episodes involved around Christmas parties at work, including Elaine Bennis trying to dance, and it didn't go well.
Did George go to the Yankees Christmas party?
Let's see.
Did they do that? Which one did
George go to where he tried to poison the boss of that was one of Elaine's?
No,
party.
George. Remember, George and Kramer ended up going to one on the Toro where George had the tuxedo that was too short, too small for him.
Yeah,
and Kramer was supposed to take his date, didn't go, so he took George, and they all thought they were a gay couple. And because he wanted to twirl his make an entrance.
Got to make an entrance, man.
Got to make an entrance.
I'm going to make an entrance tonight.
But George's tuxedo was too tight, and it ripped.
Solid effort.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think what else has happened. I've said it's mostly the salespeople that get in trouble at these things. I'll be honest with you.
They're out of control.
Not here. In my experiences in 30 years, it's been that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But last year was a great time.
It was good. It wasn't great. It was good. A nice spread.
It's the venue last year was great, but this is more my style we're going to
Pete
tonight,
got
which
on
we're
the,
not going to say.
Pete got behind the keys.
Oh, at the end.
Really?
Yeah, he was doing
end.
A little Billy Joel piano, man.
What time was that?
And I did more. Song of
really?
Piano
you were singing?
Man.
I don't know what I was doing. I did more.
And then he calls the manager over. Yeah. Your B key is out of tune.
Oh, then that sounds about right.
It was middle C that wasn't
whatever.
Snuff. Was
that sounds care. About right.
No, I was playing more classical stuff.
I missed that. I must have
you did.
Slithered
yeah,
on
yeah,
out
yeah,
at that
yeah,
point.
He didn't have any Amarillo Sours last year.
Oh, it didn't get crazy.
Stuck with the beer. Well, now I'm not going to have Amarillo Sour.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you go up to the bar tonight?
Yeah.
You give the finger the finger guns?
Yeah.
The finger guns. That's a cool guy move.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Amarillo
Sour. The Sheemers in town.
Crown on the rocks.
Yeah?
Just throw it out there. I think you'll like that drink.
I think you will, too.
With a little bit of orange in it.
Not only will I like that drink, I had some this weekend. Actually, I put some Coke in it.
Coke?
Crown and Coke? I love Crown and Coke.
A lot of people do that.
A little water. I can get down with some ginger ale if you want to go for a little fizz.
Yeah?
A little Coke.
How about Fresca?
Fresca. Fine with a Fresca. Yeah. Fresca's more of a vodka drink.
Yeah.
Fresca, according to me?
Fresca used to be such a girly girl drink back in the day. And
oh,
now
I enjoy a good
it
Fresca.
It has regained popularity. It is. I agree with you about the vodka because there's no sugar in it, Fresca.
Oh, I know.
It's great.
Sounds delightful.
It's a clean drunk.
Very good. It's good to know what you got coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd at 99.3 ESPN.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got? Brought to you by our friends at Duncan Diamonds, Southwest Florida's engagement ring specialist. Visit duncansdiamonds.com to find the location nearest you. On this date in history, on December 4th, 1977. Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose a record 26 straight game.
Happens.
Yeah, the streak spanned the entire 76 season from expansion to 12 games the following season for a total of 26 straight losses. That is a record that not even the Cleveland Browns can beat. It still stands today. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, we touched on this earlier, but Adam Schefter has a little more to this. Redskins head coach Jay Gruden said Colin Kaepernick was discussed to bolster the team's depleted quarterbacking ranks, but said, quote, "We'll probably go in a different direction because of the compressed time frame and the need to get someone ready quickly." That is such an absolute cop out. Without it, go ahead. Get your Petermans, get your the ridiculous names that have been thrown out there. Go ahead, Washington, you're done. Philadelphia and Dallas, duke it out. Washington, you're not going anywhere with Mark Sanchez, a quarterback, or any of those other dopes you're bringing in.
By the way, you got a poll update? Well, Chris, does what you got? Chris, what
good
you
idea.
Got?
All right, I got WWLS's Rob Benton. He went to Vegas before the season. By the way, WWLS in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and he is on the sports radio station.
Okay.
He went to Vegas,
yeah.
Made a $250 bet on Oklahoma State and the over for their win total, which was 8.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, 6-6 this year.
Yeah.
So he lost the bet. Well, he came to work today. Mike Gundy sent him a letter with $250 in it. Said, "Here's for my favorite radio host. Thanks for supporting the team. We'll make it up next year."
No so, way!
Somewhere in there is an NCAA infraction.
I like it! He's way cooler than Urban.
By the way, our poll question update. What will Urban Meyer's future hold? The stay retired, 34%. Coaching a college football team, 34%. Coaching an NFL team, 32%. Thanks, everybody, for checking in.
Close poll.
Yeah, very close.
See, basically, nobody can agree on Urban. Nobody believes him. And so he retired today. That was the story of the day. Coming up, we got Spain and Fitz. Top of the hour.
Urban Meyer.
Lead
that's a no-brainer.
Got to be Urban Meyer, I would think. Anything else can side rail that?
No.
Nah.
No.
Unless they're still going to the Mike McCarthy Packers situation again, like they did last night, but
I don't think
Colin Kaepernick will come up, but I think they have to go. You have to go Urban Meyer here.
Got
to
go with Urban.
He should be hired at this point, right?
Urban?
Cap.
Oh. Urban. Yeah. I say Urban's got a job already lined up. Yeah, Cap should be hired at this point. Even I, the last of the holdouts, is starting to go, huh. There must be something to this.
Mm-hmm.
No play-by-play tonight? We're all talk radio all night?
All talk radio all night. Tomorrow night, the All-Star game for high school football.
Oh, excellent.
We'll have that.
How many
college prospects in that one.
Tons. Yeah, a lot of them. I know that the big offensive lineman with you with Fort Myers, kid's like 6'8", 300
kid?
Pounds. UCF.
UCF.
So going to UCF.
What about the kid that's going to Clemson, right?
We've always got some Clemson kids down here. Dabo's done a great job of coming down here and recruiting Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Alexander, Jayron Kearse. Of course, you got Sammy, who went to South Fort Myers. So he's done an awesome job getting talent down here.
That's cool. Very good.
Fantastic.
All right, tomorrow, hump day Wednesday. What do we got going on? Who knows what we'll be breaking tomorrow. I don't think there's anything on the sports calendar.
No, but there'll be more fallout from this. This Urban Meyer thing is far from over, I think. I think you're going to start seeing little nuggets of information that are going to stop popping out over what really went on this year.
But he is coaching the Rose Bowl.
Great.
Has he ever
coached? Does that help or hurt his team?
What, him staying?
Him coaching the Rose Bowl.
I think it helps, although they proved they could coach without him on the sideline.
Yeah, that was against
what they figured
Rutgers.
By 6 or 7 over Washington, I take Ohio State.
Where did they
now?
Play? Oregon State, Rutgers, and
TCU.
No, he was back for the TCU game, wasn't he?
Yes, he coached TCU game.
And there was another cupcake
Akron
in there.
Or
yeah,
somebody
yeah,
like
it was
that
a cupcake.
Yeah.
Ohio, yeah. The Bobcats, something like that.
I will say this: them doing it today, now they get it out of the way. It's not. Shouldn't be a distraction for the Rose Bowl, but it probably will be to some extent. I mean, kids will be asked about your coach leaving and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, 54 years old though, too young. He'll coach again, in my opinion. All right, that'll do it. Off to the staff Christmas party, boys and girls. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow. For Chris,
maybe
for Pete Shepard, for Kesha. I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening.
Stop it.
God bless America.